Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. The Democrats, they're still trying to kill free speech. Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Did you see the eclipse? Where were you in the world? I know if you're like in Texas, it just happened for me about 20 minutes ago. That's why I'm running. I'm actually running a little bit late behind here, trying to get here and get to the studio because I was outside looking at the eclipse. Can we share? I'm going to send a video, the last video that I took with the eclipse going to the complete, the money shot, what they call it, right? I'm going to send that clip over and see if we can put that on the screen here. Yeah, we'll put that on the timeline. I want to be able to show that because it was absolutely gorgeous. God's creation. And, you know, a lot of people were like, oh, my goodness, end of the world. Not everybody. You know, it was a few people screaming like it's the end of the world. And guess what? It wasn't the end of the world. We're still here. I'm here right now. It just happened. But there were some people were going like, it's the end of the world. Or the rapture's going to happen. You'll be surprised on how many people were saying that. And I've been putting comments out on social media here left and right saying that, oh, what do you think? Because some people say that the rapture's going to happen on Monday today when the eclipse happens. And most of the response is that no one knows the day or the hour. No one knows the day or the hour. But that's not what I'm asking. Does anyone know the day or the hour? It's just a lot of people would go like, oh, is it going to happen? Is it going to happen? So we'll play that. Maybe we'll come back in the second segment and then we'll play it because I actually just copied it over from my phone. And I'm very fortunate to have the iPhone Max with the camera is really, really awesome. And it really captured the moment. So I did it without the filter to show it to you, and it is absolutely gorgeous. It really is. It's absolutely gorgeous. And it made me think about, you know, like the Mayans back in the day. They would go, oh, my goodness. And, you know, the Mayans, they were sacrificing people, you know, when it would happen. And I'm like, that's kind of wild. It's kind of crazy, is it not? But today, we're more civilized, per se. We should be, except for those on the left. And it's questionable about those on the left, but the rest of the world, the rational thinking world, we're all civilized and we know what God creation is doing. And we just saw an eclipse and it's absolutely gorgeous. Okay, I'll show that video to you in the second segment. But what I want to talk to you right now, or what I want to address is how the Democrats, how they are truly working in overtime to get rid of free speech, not just here in the United States of America, but they're also working to get rid of free speech in Brazil. Any country that they can work or they can intervene or meddle in their election, what have you, they're going to do it. The CIA, the DOJ, Homeland Security, Joe Biden's regime, every last one of them, if they can go in and manipulate another country's process in eliminating free speech, they're going to do that very thing. We're seeing that happen now with Brazil. Brazil used to be a thriving nation. What is it, like roughly 200 and something million people? 200 and something million people. It's a thriving nation. But because of this leftist ideology, because they want to do away with capitalism, because they want to have this one world global system, they have destroyed Brazil. The same thing that they're doing in Brazil are some of the same things that we're seeing happening here in the United States of America. These people are so freaking evil. They're blatantly evil. And they're not even hiding the fact how evil they are. And I'm talking about the Democrats. I'm talking about these leftist, progressive, socialists. They're all blatantly evil. It's the woke cult. The woke cult. Blatantly evil. Well, listen to this journalist as he's reporting from Brazil. I don't know if you've seen this, but this is happening in real time. And what's really disturbing about all of this is that the United States federal government is pushing to eliminate their free speech. You can't make this up.
Hey everyone, it's Mike Schellenberger, and I'm reporting to you at this moment from Brazil, where a dramatic series of events are underway. At 5:52 p.m. Eastern Time today, April 6, 2024, X Corporation, formerly known as Twitter, announced that a Brazilian court had forced it to, quote, block certain popular accounts in Brazil. Then, less than 1 hour later, the owner of X, Elon Musk, announced that X would defy the court's order and lift all restrictions. As a result, said Musk, we will probably lose all revenue in Brazil and have to shut down our office there. But principles matter more than profit, he added. At any moment, Brazil's Supreme Court could shut off all access to X Twitter for the people of Brazil. It is not an exaggeration to say that Brazil is on the brink of dictatorship at the hands of a totalitarian Supreme Court justice named Alexandre de Moraes. President Lula da Silva is also participating in this push towards totalitarianism. Since taking office, Lula has massively increased government funding of the mainstream corporate news media, most of which are encouraging increased censorship. What Lula and de Moraes are doing is an outrageous violation of Brazil's constitution as well as the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights. At this moment, Brazil is not yet a dictatorship. It still has elections, and the Brazilian people have other means at their disposal to confront authoritarianism. At the same time, the Federal Supreme Court and the Superior Electoral Court, which it controls, are directly interfering in those elections through censorship. 3 days ago, I arrived in Brazil and published the Twitter files for Brazil. They show that de Moraes has violated the Brazilian constitution in multiple ways. He illegally demanded that Twitter reveal private information about Twitter users who used hashtags that he considered inappropriate. He demanded access to Twitter's internal data, violating the platform's policy. He censored on his own initiative without any respect for due process posts on Twitter by parliamentarians from the Brazilian Congress. And Moraes tried to turn Twitter's content moderation policies into a weapon against supporters of then-President Jair Bolsonaro. I say all of this as an independent and nonpartisan journalist, not a fan of either Bolsonaro or Trump. My own political views are very moderate, but I know censorship when I see it. The Twitter files revealed also that Google, Facebook, Uber, WhatsApp, and Instagram betrayed the people of Brazil. If this evidence is proven and admitted to, the executives of those companies behave like cowards. They provided the Brazilian government with personal registration data and telephone numbers without a court order. Therefore, they violated the Brazilian laws. When Twitter refused, to their credit, to provide Brazilian authorities with private user information, including direct messages, the government of Brazil attempted to sue and hold Brazil's top Twitter attorney in criminal contempt. When I was in Brazil in 1992, at the time, the slogan of the Workers' Party was "without fear of being happy." In recent days, I've spoken to dozens of Brazilians, including professors, journalists, and respected lawyers. All of them told me that they are shocked by what is happening here. They told me that they themselves are afraid to speak their mind, and that the Lula government, the Workers' Party government, is complicit in creating this climate of fear. Look, Brazil belongs to the Brazilians. It's not my country. Such there's limits to what I'm capable of doing. But what I can say is that there are many Brazilians who do not feel safe saying what must be said. Alexandre de Moraes is a tyrant, and the only way to deal with tyrants is to confront them. It's up to Brazil's senators now to confront this tyrant, and it's up to the people of Brazil to demand that their senators do so. In 1992, my best Brazilian friend gave me a t-shirt that I loved. On it was a cartoon of Brazil's military dictators who had painted the sky black. Beside them were children who were smiling and throwing stars up into the dark sky. It said, "They painted the sky black, but we brought back the stars." Alexandre de Moraes and Lula are painting the sky black. The time has come for the Brazilian people to let the light.
You know what? Everything he was saying about Brazil, does it sound familiar to you? Does it sound familiar to anyone here in the United States of America? Any of it? Did it sound like, you know, Facebook censoring and blocking people? Did it sound like Google censoring and blocking people? Did it seem like, sound like Twitter 1.0 censoring and blocking people? Did any of this sound familiar to you? And a lot of people are sadly mistaken if you think that what they're doing in Brazil is not going to happen here. When it already is happening here, you have not been paying attention. The same evil ideology, the same evil demonic people in Brazil, they exist here in the United States of America. They're doing it. They're probably even orchestrating it here from the United States of America in Brazil. Listen to Joe Biden. Listen to him as he's fighting for, listen to this, Joe Biden is fighting for the killing of free speech in Brazil. He's not fighting for free speech. Listen to this. And he's having such a hard time. He can't even talk. He's not even completely there. Listen.
I think that Elon Musk's cooperation and or technical relationships with other countries is worthy of being looked at. Whether or not he is doing anything inappropriate, I'm not suggesting that. I'm suggesting that it's worth being looked at. But that's all I'll say. There's a lot of ways.
Listen to this. Bring it back. I want you to leave it there. Look at him. Did you see that? How embarrassing to say. This dude, he's upset with Elon Musk, and he says he needs to look into what Elon Musk is doing by fighting for freaking free speech. Do you hear what I'm telling you? And then they're talking about, well, we don't want to become like a third world nation. We don't want to become like Venezuela. Or we don't want to become like Brazil. But he's pushing for us to become like Brazil. For us to become like Venezuela. He's not fighting for Elon Musk saying, talking about free speech. And look, and you don't have to trust Elon Musk. You don't even have to like Elon Musk. Just like the guy was playing before this nut job. He was saying that he's not even for President Trump. But you know what? He's for free speech. He's for freedoms. See, this is how you red pill people. This is how you get people to realize what's actually happening when they themselves are being censored, when they themselves are being confronted by the evils of what the left is doing. This is how you get them to wake up to it.
Yeah, and you know what? Biden supported the president of Brazil, the one that's actually doing this.
Exactly.
Because he agrees with it.
Because they want to shut down free speech, not just in nations, but they're wanting to do this on a global scale.
That's exactly what it is. It's a global movement.
It's a one world global movement.
Right. And they're doing it.
And they're wanting to shut it down. That's why they're doing all this stupid stuff to President Trump, because they know President Trump is all about free speech. The Democrats, they hate the Constitution. They hate it.
And who are they doing it to? Right?
They're doing
it against conservative thinking.
And they're doing it in Brazil to say, well, if we can get away with it in Brazil, we can get away with it anywhere. It's another pilot program to remove free speech. These people are evil.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when a recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Okay, and we're back. And just like I said when we were in the first segment that I was going to play the video from the solar eclipse and go ahead and split screen it. I got it for you. I told you it was beautiful. I mean, absolutely beautiful. And I hope I got the right one here. I'm pretty sure this is it. Let me go ahead and we'll just. So this was not too long ago. Here in Texas, north of Austin, and you'll see this is absolutely gorgeous. Right now, I was just showing it, and I was like, okay, and we're going to look at this right there. Wow. Look at God's creation. This was just moments ago, everybody, here in the state of Texas. And I was able to do this with my iPhone,
right?
I was able to do it. I'm going to pause it right there. I was able to do this with my iPhone. I don't know how well you can see that watching this here, but it was absolutely gorgeous. Now, it's cloudy. This is the reason why. Look at that. Look how beautiful that is.
Actually, the clouds made it so much better to watch it.
Yeah, because I was able to shoot it directly with my phone.
Yeah.
And because of the clouds, I was able to just zoom right in on it. If you can zoom in right there, Shannon, just do it slowly. Up too fast. Too much. Yep. Right there. Look at that. That's good right there. Look at that. That is absolutely beautiful. Look at God's creation, everybody. Look at that picture.
Yeah. And you can't tell how dark it got here.
Right? Oh yeah, you can't tell.
It got really nice and dark. So, all the solar lights turned on.
Yeah, we got solar lights in the back of the studio. We got solar lights, and all of them came on. I was like, wow, look at all the solar lights came on. It was absolutely a wonderful sight to see.
Yeah, it was a cool experience.
And you know what? And even though you're looking at it, you're seeing this, you're viewing this, you can split screen it. And I'm looking at this, and it was just such. To see God's creation like this, to experience it. And there is a feeling too. You have this feeling, right? You just know that you're not alone in the universe. God is like, look, I am here. Here's a simple gesture that I can do, putting the moon in between the sun and the earth. And just look at this. Look how marvelous this is. It's such a beautiful. And, you know, of course, video and pictures still can't justify how awesome it was looking at it and experiencing it firsthand. Just can't do it. Okay, let me go back to this to some of this free speech conversation that we're having here. And this was an interview that Tucker was doing with two gentlemen from Brazil. And it's the exact same thing. The leftist liberals there in Brazil, they're attacking conservatives, wanting to shut down conservatives. It is remarkable.
Yeah, and just so we know who they are, the first guy is the son of an ex-president of Brazil, and the second guy is a journalist that's been exiled from Brazil.
Yes. Okay. Listen to this interview, everybody.
So looking down from here, from a vantage of thousands of miles, but at Brazil, it looks like it's no longer a free country.
Sure, not anymore. We have people get censored, not only in social media. You have people exiled, living here, United States, for example. I'll tell you the names to have no doubt about what I'm talking about. Rodrigo Constantino, Paulo Figueiredo, Alan dos Santos are three journalists that are living here in United States. And as this...
Wait, but they're Brazilian journalists who cover Brazilian politics, but they're living here. Why are they here?
Because they cannot work anymore in Brazil. And also because you always have the risk of be arrested by the Supreme Court. And to be honest, not the whole Supreme Court, but one justice called Alexandre de Moraes. He had opened an investigation for more than 5 years, persecuting usually conservatives.
Senile.
Like, yeah. Whatever the Department of Justice says.
Yeah.
And you can win a presidential race unless
you cheat.
It's not a fair and square election. So what I think is going on right now for the whole world is the whole world's watching. If people still matters in any way, Trump will be elected. If the establishment has all the power and democracy is dead in the Western world, and it was a good run. We had a good run for like a little over 200 years. That's very rare in the history. You study history, you know how rare that is. Then democracy.
Let me stop it really quick, because I've actually had conversations with some of these communists, and they believe that capitalism has a place. These socialist, communist, democrats, they believe capitalism has a place. They believe capitalism should have a go at it and to be able to establish a nation. But then once the nation is established, they believe that's when socialism and communism should come in. Socialism and communism should never exist. It is an evil. It's a pure evil on the planet. And these people on the left, they're all pushing for it. Listen.
He's that. And I can tell that because this is exactly what happened in Brazil. And what's going on more and more and more, and you see that, is that the powers are shifting from the people to the courts, what people call juristocracy, not a democracy anymore, which is a great thing for globalists, if you think about it. Well, let's say you want to change something. In a democratic country, you have to pass a bill in Congress, and then the Senate needs to approve it, and the president needs to sanction it. And so if you're a billionaire, a progressive billionaire, and you have many here in the United States, and you want to change something in the society, let's say make the society more open, you have two options. Either you go through the very, very difficult democratic process.
Yes, tedious.
Tedious, yeah. It's very hard to control all that. And I think the founding fathers knew that, and that's why they made it this way. You can do that, or you can, well, let's say you get six Supreme Court, just five, and then you can, I don't know, make abortion legal all over the country. It has been done before. So if you're a globalist, powerful elite, you can circumvent democracy and go straight to the judiciary. And that's exactly what happened in Brazil.
You know what? And they were actually doing the same thing here. Every single time the Democrats could not get, let me give you a prime example. The last thing that I remember that the Democrats were able to do this with, same-sex marriage. The people in the country didn't want to do same-sex marriage. They didn't want to acknowledge it because we know how evil it is. So then what did the Democrats do? The Democrats took it up on Capitol Hill and they tried to pass a law for same-sex marriage on Capitol Hill. Well, guess what happened? The legislators, they rejected it. So as a result, and this was when Obama was in office, as a result, they went to the Supreme Court. They got the Supreme Court to say, oh, we'll make it the law of the land, which the Supreme Court is not supposed to be able to do that. They're not supposed to be to do that. They're only supposed to adhere to the U.S. Constitution. They're supposed to rule based on the Constitution. But the Democrats have figured out if they use the Supreme Court, they can put laws or mandate laws against you and I here in the United States of America through the Supreme Court. It's the same thing that they've done in the past with kings and queens, right? Regardless of what the people want. And they're doing the exact same thing today. And this is part of the reason why. Wait a minute. Just last week, Shannon, there was Sotomayor, right? Sotomayor, she's not doing well. She's kind of ill right now.
Yeah, she has diabetes.
She has diabetes and she's not doing so well. And they're suspecting that she's probably going to croak when President Trump gets back into office.
Or be forced to retire because of health reasons.
right? Yeah. Or she'll retire when Trump is in office, either one or the other. So now the Democrats are asking for her to step down so Joe Biden and the Democrats in the Senate can replace her with a tyrant like Ketanji Brack Jackson Brown.
Because they want
that.
They want to utilize the court system, just like he's saying they did in Brazil. I mean, they're doing it really because even against right now, Trump.
Because if Trump is able to put another Supreme Court justice on the Supreme Court that adheres to the U.S. Constitution, that is going to tick off the Democrats to no end.
Yeah, because they want to utilize the court system. They know that a lot of stuff that they want to get done will not go through the tedious part of democracy, of the popular vote. They know it's not going to because they have to actually try to convince everybody it's a great thing, right?
Right. But they do that with everything. But see, when the Democrats can't convince people to believe some of the evil things that they're doing, and I'm going to drill it in again here. I'm going to bring it up again. They'll run to the Supreme Court, but now they currently can't run to the Supreme Court, or at least they're trying to. And now the Supreme Court has taken up the case about free speech when it comes to social media platforms. Do the American people have free speech on the social media platforms? Yes or no? The simple answer, the correct answer, is yes. We do have freedom of speech, but the Democrats have figured out how to go to the big tech companies to silence you. It's kind of the same thing that's happening in Brazil. Well, no, I retract that. It is the exact same thing that they're doing in Brazil that they're doing to us here in the United States of America. This is the reason why so many people have gotten off of YouTube. The reason why so many people got off of Facebook. And there's a reason why so many people are flocking to X. But the problem with X, there's still people that's working inside the company that have this liberal agenda that's working against Elon Musk. And I don't think Elon Musk is aware of it because every single time he posts something out there, regardless of what it is, they make sure that millions and millions of people see it. The last post, I can't remember exactly what it was, but Elon Musk put just a simple comment out there. 44 million people saw just a simple comment. Short sentence, 44 million people. But when I put something out there and I know it's something, a hot topic, they have cut me back so much on X because there's still people working in the company, working against Elon Musk, working against the American people, because this is what they do. This is what communists do. They believe that they have to shut down people like you and I to prevent us from talking. If the Democrats could shut down Lindell TV, do you think that they would? I mean, come on. Mike Lindell, he has been on the march about what happened in our 2020 election. Mike Lindell has been going from city to city and state to state trying to wake people up about what's happening with our elections to get people to realize that we are in a fight for our lives. Just like President Trump, Mike Lindell has put everything on the line. That's why a lot of people tune in to Lindell TV, because you know that you're going to get the raw deal here. You know that you're going to get the truth here. Not going to hold back. Will Johnson truly believes that the Democrats stole the 2020 election, and they're going to do the exact same thing in 2024 if they get the opportunity. President Trump said, too big to rig. Meaning that so many people in this country, too many people in the country vote for him. And when the Democrats try to steal it, it only going to mean that there's more of us supporting Trump, supporting America, than there are of the Democrats trying to destroy it. Plain and simple. Read into the truth. Know the
truth. It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will, too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature-regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. promo code Unites One, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code Unites One.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace challenge today.
And we're back, everybody. So for those of you that missed it, let me just show it to you one more time. I'm not going to play the video on it. I'm just going to bring the image of it up on the screen again for you. This was the solar eclipse. And we're sitting there talking about this eclipse during the break and how there are some biblical implications that follow with this eclipse. Me personally, and you don't have to agree with me, and that's completely fine. But me personally, I believe that we're in the last days. Do I think like the rapture is going to happen because the eclipse happened? No. Do I think we're going to have earthquakes happening? All this crazy stuff is going to happen? No. But is it possible we can have earthquakes? Absolutely. There was just one in New York, right? And then New York, the Statue of Liberty was hit with lightning.
Yeah.
4.8 in New York. The Bible tells us in the last days there will be earthquakes in diverse places. And they said the last time an earthquake happened in New York was in like 1780, if I'm not mistaken, something like that. It was many, many, many years ago. Then it was an earthquake not too long ago in Florida, right? So these earthquakes that are happening in diverse places around the world, we have famine, we have pestilence, right? We have wars and rumors of wars. And then we have the eclipse happening. Isn't it interesting? We're seeing signs in the sky. Isn't it interesting that all of these different things what the Bible tells us that will happen in the last days are unfolding right now? Which brings me to what is happening in Israel. Israel was attacked on October 7th by these Hamas terrorists. They're not even a nation. It's Hamas terrorists. And part of the reason why they were attacked on October 7th, which a lot of people are not aware of, because they know that Israel have these red heifers. Israel is going to do this sacrifice of the red heifers so they can take the ashes, and they believe will purify the land that they own for the third temple, and it will purify the priests for the third temple. They have it. So they attacked on October 7th in hopes on being able to reach the red heifers and killing them. Israel prevented that. So now you have the United States of America that is siding basically with Hamas, wanting Benjamin Netanyahu to cease fire for them going into Gaza. What's the name of the place? How do you say it? Rafa?
Yeah, Rafa.
They don't want them to go into Rafa and killing these Israeli people that killed the Israelis on October 7th. They don't want them to do it. Joe Biden, just like every other time, Joe Biden is wanting Hamas to be able to regroup so they can come back and start attacking the Israelis. Listen to some of this report, because this is all biblical. If you put it all together, it's biblical what's supposed to happen. The last days, it tells us that the world will be coming down on Israel. And we're seeing it happen in real time.
Correspondent Daniel Cohen has the latest. He's live from Tel Aviv. Daniel, good morning.
Yeah, good morning to all of you. Facing enormous pressure from President Biden, Israel withdrew almost all IDF units from southern Gaza on Sunday. Today, two ultra-Orthodox Netanyahu cabinet members are threatening the prime minister, saying if Israel doesn't go into Rafah and fully eliminate Hamas, where it's hiding from civilians, Netanyahu risks losing his mandate to serve. The Israeli military is leaving one brigade in the northern and central part of the strip. The job of these forces is to secure the corridor in central Gaza that controls north-south passage and allows humanitarian organizations to deliver aid directly to northern Gaza. In a call with Netanyahu Thursday, President Biden demanded an immediate ceasefire. On Sunday, Netanyahu said it's not Israel preventing a deal, it's Hamas. Hamas hopes that the pressure from outside and inside will make Israel surrender to its demands. It will not happen. Instead of international pressure being directed at Israel, which only causes Hamas to harden its positions, the pressure of the international community should be directed against Hamas. More than 50,000 people gathered in Jerusalem Sunday, many more in central Tel Aviv, marking 6 months since Islamic terrorists invaded on October 7th. On Saturday, Israeli special forces unearthed the body of 47-year-old farmer Elad Katsir. He was murdered and buried in Khan Yunis by Palestinian Islamic Jihad, another terror organization in Gaza bent on the destruction of Israel. Now, regarding hostage negotiations, we're getting conflicting reports today from Cairo. An Israeli delegation says there's progress, but Hamas, emboldened by the UN ceasefire resolution allowed by President Biden, says it won't budge on its demands for a permanent ceasefire and a full IDF withdrawal from Gaza as part of any hostage agreement.
They should never pull out until they get rid of Hamas.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. After being bombarded with rockets constantly year after year, year after year, year after year. And then finally it gets to this point where they kill so many Israelis on October 7th. And now they're attacking him. And now the world is saying, oh, but wait a minute. You can't do this. You need to stop. How come the world wasn't saying stop to Hamas when they were trying to shoot all these rockets into Israel and kill all of the Israelis? How come they weren't screaming stop them? How come they weren't screaming ceasefire to Hamas then? I remember one time when Hamas was shooting thousands of rockets into Israel, it was up to like almost, 13 days? And on the 13th day, Benjamin Netanyahu says, we've had it. We're getting ready to go in. We're getting ready to wipe them out. And guess what happened then? Joe Biden stepped in and said, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. So guess what happened? They didn't do it. They didn't do it. And that's the only reason why Joe Biden stepped in then is because they wanted to protect Hamas. But after October 7th, You can't do it then.
Yeah, well, and it looks like this is going to escalate in the region quite quickly. There's a warning right now if you want to look at this article. It says CIA warns Iran will attack Israel within 48 hours as revenge for the consulate strike. A U.S. intelligence official branded Israel's strike on the Iranian consulate in Syria as reckless. They are saying, of course, it killed two Iranian military commanders. Iran has vowed to take to seek revenge. Tehran is said to be planning a combined attack with a rain of drones and missiles fired from its bases at strategic locations in Israel. This comes after U.S. officials raised fears that the Israel strike could lead to a wider war in the Middle East. So they're bracing for that, Will. And that's why I was kind of wondering, is that why they withdrew these troops from Gaza only temporarily in preparation for this possible attack? I don't know.
It very well could be. Very well could be because, you know, but, you know, the Biden regime is trying to make it look like, look what we did. We got Benjamin Netanyahu to withdraw troops to not stay in there. But they actually left some troops there and they probably are preparing for an all attack from Iran.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when a recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
And we're back, everybody. So let me talk more about what Joe Biden did to Israel. We got his name right there in the lower third, just Biden. Biden is a tyrant. It's because of Biden, the United States of America is on the verge of World War III with Russia and Putin. We didn't even get in talking about how they're stressing or they're trying to really push Ukraine to be part of NATO. We haven't even really gotten into that. So we have all of these wars and rumors of wars. You understand how do I want to say this?
Yeah, I don't
where even, we are in yeah. history. Do you know where we are? Do you know where your children are? You remember that? Do you know where you are, where we are right now in history?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if people got to see that video where actually you hear Blinken talking with one of the Israel commanders or whatever, saying
we're going to have Ukraine.
You're
talking about Ukraine leaders. We're going to have Ukraine become part of NATO.
Yeah.
And that was the very reason why Putin invaded Ukraine in the first place.
So because just
Ukraine was trying to fill out the paperwork, trying to become part of NATO. And Putin said, no, we're not going to have that. But now they're saying, yep, we're going to move full steam ahead on it.
So how would that work, Will? Because, you know, they say when you're part of NATO, you attack a NATO nation, you attack us all. So will that automatically put all of us at war? I mean, isn't that a question they need to consider?
You know, that is a really good question. I don't know if that's if that will take place. But, you know, I don't know if that will, but I can imagine something that's going to happen. So I was going to try to see if we can find it, but I thought you had it labeled NATO. No. Was it Blinken?
We never got it. It was Friday when we were on the
really?
Road.
Really?
Yeah, it was Friday. We were on the road Friday when we saw that.
Oh, we saw it on
that.
The road Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think I highlighted. Let me see if I can get it.
Yeah, because I would like to share it with everyone where he actually said that. So
yeah.
With Israel on the verge, Iran's getting ready to attack Israel, looks like. And then there was another report when we saw the one with Blinken where China basically sent even more ships around Taiwan.
Yeah.
Right?
They sent
more ships around and more planes and more ships. So it's like we're all on the verge. A lot of people were thinking that when this eclipse is happening, that they were believing that Russia and China, were going to go ahead and attack. Iran was going to go ahead and attack. The day's not over with. They still could.
Yeah, Friday, there was reports that the Chinese sent 30 warplanes and 9 Navy vessels around Taiwan. So some provocative moves. I mean, they're sending more and more ships and airplanes to be provocative. So, well, I feel like just something in my soul saying something's about to blow up here.
Yeah. Well, listen to this one. This one they're talking about. It says Biden campaign co-chair refers to Ukraine and not Hamas. Listen to this.
What do you say to those who say that this move is going to be music to the ears for Hamas and for Iran, and that their ultimate goal of eradicating Israel from the Middle East, if they see the United States pressuring Israel to pull back, will be exactly what they want?
That's exactly what they want. They want the United States of America to get out of the way so they can go in and destroy Israel.
Well, let's move on to the supplemental, which helps answer that question. The Senate, controlled by Democrats, passed with a big bipartisan margin a supplemental that President Biden requested that includes aid for Ukraine, humanitarian aid, and $14 billion in additional support for Israel. It's been waiting for action by the House for weeks now, and it's my hope that Speaker Johnson will put it on the floor this week.
Now, you notice he brought in Ukraine. He's the one that brought in Ukraine. She wasn't even asking him about Ukraine. Was asking about Hamas and Joe Biden stepping aside so Hamas and these other Arab nations can just wipe Israel off the map. This is what they're wanting. Do you understand the times that we're living in? There's a reason why right now. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Leave a split screen. You know what today represents, too? With this solar eclipse? You know what it represents? Passover. Passover begins today in Israel. They have the red heifers, and it's rumored that they're going to do the sacrifices of the red heifers in the week of the 22nd of this month. But Passover is long for them, so it starts today. Starts today with this eclipse. This is a beautiful eclipse. It starts today. So all of this is like everything is lining up with the Bible's telling us. Everything is lining up. Everything that a lot of people said that they wouldn't see in 60 years would never happen in their lifetime. We're seeing it happen today. What an amazing time to be alive, everybody. What an amazing time. And for us to see these different events take place right before our very eyes, and that like it's something new, right? And as a result, because now it's Passover, and because Israel is going to do the sacrifices of these red heifers, because if the red heifers get too old, they won't be able to do it. They have not had the red heifers in nearly 2,000 years, so they're going to make it happen. They're going to fight off these evil people as much as possible to make it happen. And to be clear about something, we're Christians. We know that Jesus Christ was the ultimate sacrifice. We don't need a red heifer. We don't need another lamb animal sacrifice. We know this. The reason why I emphasize and talk about this, because the Bible talks about that this will be taking place in the last days. The Bible says it. This is the reason why it's so exciting to me. The Bible tells us that they would be making these sacrifices in the last days. And over nearly 2,000 years, they haven't been doing it. And now they are. Listen to this guy out of Dearborn, Michigan, talking about the United States of America and Israel. Listen.
We've been asked in the past, why are our protests on the International Day of Quds, why are they so anti-America? Why don't we just focus more on Israel and not talk so much about America? Gaza has shown the entire world why these protests are so anti-America. Because it's the United States government that provides the funds for all of the atrocities that we just heard about. And this is why Imam Khomeini, who declared the International Day of Quds, this is why he would say to pour all of your chants and all of your shouts upon the head of America.
And see, and they're screaming death to America. Same thing they were doing on 9/11. Where's that one at? Let me see. Is this it here? This is the same thing that they were doing on 9/11. This is the video where President Trump was talking about all of them celebrating on 9/11. And they said President Trump was lying about it.
We're going to show you from the West Bank. These are Palestinian celebrations in the wake of Tuesday's terror attacks in the United States. Apparently, Palestinians took to the street chanting, God is great. People were throwing candy, distributing candy to passersby.
Remember? And President Trump brought it up how they were all celebrating what happened on 9/11. And then all of the liberal media, even this same liberal media outlet right here, was it CBS, I believe, even they were saying President Trump was lying, and it was their reporting. President Trump was probably watching them when they were doing it. And then they turn around and say President Trump is lying, trying to say that he's being racist against Muslims. It's the most idiotic thing ever. Okay, so we did get the video. Let's go full screen of me. And I'm gonna put this on the timeline where they're talking about NATO and Ukraine becoming part of NATO. And if that happens, Putin has already made it clear that they're gonna go in full on assault. And if that happens, if they go ahead and declare that Ukraine is part of NATO, guess what that means? That means that the United States of America and the other nations automatically become part of this major conflict, which in fact is what we don't want. We do not want that at all. Here it is. Listen.
Ukraine, the determination of every country represented here at NATO remains rock solid. We will do everything that we can. Allies will do everything that they can to ensure that Ukraine has what it needs to continue to deal with Russia's ongoing aggression against Ukraine, an aggression that gets worse with every passing day. Ukraine will become a member of NATO. Our purpose at the summit is to help build a bridge to that membership and to create a clear pathway for Ukraine moving forward.
Of course, we believe that Ukraine deserves to be a member of NATO and that this should happen sooner rather than later.
There it is. I'm willing to bet everyone that just saw that clip, you're not surprised. We know what the Biden regime has been doing all along. We know that they want to make it part of Ukraine, part of NATO, so then other NATO countries can get involved in the conflict. We are in it, everybody. They're trying to create this one world global system. And I've talked about it before. There's Russia, China, Iran, and other nations. They have their version of a one world system. United States of America, all of the nations within NATO, they have their version of a one world system. They're only using Ukraine as a mechanism to make it happen, to push the bear into the conflict, the bear being Russia. Have you ever read the Bible talking about the beast in the last days? Talking about a bear, a leopard, an eagle? Have you ever read it? These are not monsters that are coming out of the sea looking like rah, rah. These are descriptions of nations. It's right there, clear as day in the Bible. You and I, we're the generation that is seeing this stuff unfold. We're going to see it happen. We're going to see it happen. So, hey, before we get out of here, I want to remind everybody right now that there's a beautiful product that I've been using, and it is called PamperWithGrace.com. PamperWithGrace.com. I don't know if you noticed, but when I first took it, I did it for my hands, but my hands are a special case. But I had no idea that it would help out with my hair. I had no idea that it would help out with my sleep. I had no idea. And all of the crazy stuff that I was going through, I had no idea that me taking that would help me sleep through the night. But it's actually helped me. But you know who has helped more than me and it's really stood out? It's helped out my producer. She's so happy about it. It's become part of her life. She cannot live without it. And look, we ran out again. I got my empty box here. We ran out again. There was a couple left. And I was like, okay, because I understand the reason why she's taking it, because it completely eliminated her hot flashes. As a man, they say men go through menopause.
And it helps with my focus.
But yeah, help with the focus as well.
And actually now I'm starting to see less inflammation in my knees.
Oh, really?
And stuff. Yeah, I'm like not waking up and aching as much as I was. So you guys got to get this. PamperWithGrace.com.
Yes, PamperWithGrace.com.
Get, subscribe and save.
If you do the subscription, you save money. And you also, you can cancel it anytime and it's 30 days back guaranteed.
And take the 30-day challenge.
Take the 30-day challenge. I'm telling you, for me, it started happening immediately. For Shannon, it happened within days. PamperWithGrace.com. Do it now. Check it out. You will not regret it. At least I'm not regretting it. You know, everyone's not the same. Everybody's not the same. We're going to admit to that. But for me, it worked for Will Johnson, the reason why I'm promoting.
Human studies have proven that it does a lot of good for a lot of people.
Yes. So it may be something different for you. A pleasant surprise, because it was a pleasant surprise for me. It really was. PamperWithGrace.com. Okay, everybody, that's it for me. Thank you so much for tuning in. Also, thank you so much for using promo code WILL at MyPillow.com to get the best deals. Use promo code WILL at MyPillow.com. God bless everybody. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow, now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98. Or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo Leather Wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.